Today we begin lesson 21 in the book of Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Tes, chapter 9, Psukim, Yud Aleph to Yud Ches, 11 to 18, in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 1272, a little bit more than halfway down the page. After describing that the Shushan, people of Shushan Abira, the Jews, killed 500 people, and the 10 sons of Haman were hung. So there's a continuation of what occurred. Yud Aleph, by Yom Ahu, on that day, the very same day of the 13th of Adar, Bo Mispar, the number came. What number? Haharugim, those who were killed, B'Shushan Habira, in the capital of Shushan, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king. In other words, the enemies of the Jews reported the number of prominent people killed in Shushan by the Jews. They said to the king, look, 500 people, prominent people, were killed by Jews. And they were hoping to kindle the king's anger against the Jews. But we'll see in Pasuk Yud Beis, miraculously, the king did not stop the Jews and get angry at them, as we'll see shortly. Yud Beis, Vayomer HaMelech LeEsther HaMalka, and the king said to Esther the queen the following, B'Shushan HaBira, in the capital of Shushan, Horgu HaYehudim, the Jews killed, Ve'abed, and annihilated, 500 people. Ve'ace aseres b'nei Haman, and the 10 sons of Haman. Now the next clause can be read two ways. Bishor medina samelech me'asu. Imagine what happened in the other provinces of the king, me'asu, what they did. So this could be seen as a sign of the king's anger that look how much people were killed by the Jews. But we'll see, Medrash says, an angel forced the king to speak kindly about the Jews afterwards. We'll see. Another interpretation, Achashverosh was saying, I never realized how much anti-Semitism existed in the city of Shushan. Can only imagine how much more anti-Semitism is everywhere else. And now you see that he's willing to do what the queen wants. Umasha Losech, and what is your petition? Viyinosein Loch, and it'll be given to you. Uma Bakosha Sech, and what is your request? Oh, that you want more. Visayos, and it will be done. So we see that the king is willing to let Esther have whatever else she wants. So even if he was angry, he now is looking favorably towards Esther. So Esther asks for two things in Yud Gimel. Vatomer Esther, and the queen said, Im Hal HaMelech Tov, if it is pleasing to the king, Yinosem, let him give Gam also, Mochor, tomorrow, La Yehudim, to the Jews, Asher B'Shushan, which are in Shushan, La Asos, to do, Kiddos Hayom, like the decree of today. In other words, let the Jews have another day of killing their enemies. And also, Ve'es and Aseres B'nei Haman, the two sons of Haman, who were already hung, but they were taken down, Yislu, and they shall be hung, Allah Eitz, on a tree, one more time. Why is she making these requests? Because she wants to make it obvious to everyone that the Jewish actions the day before and killing all the enemies was in keeping with the king's pleasure, and therefore they will not be the victims of future persecutions. The fact that you see the king will be doubling down and giving the Jews another day to kill their enemies and to rehang the sons of Haman. She's also trying to show a powerful example to those enemies of the Jews to not try to take reprisals against them. She also wants to make a public spectacle out of the hanging of the sons of Haman to frighten the enemies. So, indeed, Pasuk Yudalad, Vayomer HaMelech, and the king said, Lehe Asos, came to do so, but not just that he agreed, but Vatinosen, and it was given over, distributed as a dos, as a decree, B'Shushan, in the city of Shushan. Now, some say, you know, there were two parts of Shushan. There was Shushan and Shushan Habira. There was the capital area and Shushan. And the 13th was the day where Shushan Habira, the people, were killed. And today is a day to kill the people of the broader area of Shushan. But the king didn't just say, okay, you can do what you want. But he makes it a law to show that the Jews should not be afraid to act on this. And indeed, the second thing as well, Ve'es Aseres B'nei Haman, and the 10 sons of Haman, Talu, were rehanged as soon as the decree was issued. You didn't even have to wait any further for that. Now, we are told, and that's what they did in Tesvav, Vayikahalu HaYehudim, and the Jews assembled, Asher B'Shushan, which were in Shushan. Gam B'Yom Arbasar, also on the 14th day, L'Chodesh Adar, to the month of Adar. V'Yahargu B'Shushan, and they killed in Shushan, Shlosh Me'os Ish, 300 people. Uvabiza, and of the loot, of the spoils, Lo Shohu, they did not cast Es Yodam, their hands. Tes Zion, Pasuk 16, expands back on what we learned in Psukim Hey and Vav about all the other provinces. Ushara Yehudim, and the remainder of the Jews, Asher B'Medinos HaMelech, which were in the provinces of the king, Nikalu, they organized, Ve'amod, and they defended on Lafsham their lives, on the Ve'noach Me'avehem, and they gained relief, they rested from their enemies, Vaharog B'Soneim, and they killed of their enemies, Chamisha, 5, Veshivim, and 70, all of thousands, 75,000 people. Uvabiza, and of the spoils of war, Lo Sholchu, they did not cast Es Yodam their hands. So in summation, what happened with the other provinces? Yud Zion, Beyom, that was, Bishlosha Sor, on the 13th day, Lechodesh Ador of the month of Ador, Vinoach, and they rested, or they gained relief, Barbo Sorbo, on the 14th of that month. For us also making it into Yom Mishta V'Simcha, day of feasting and joy. So all the other provinces, they defended themselves on the 13th, killed 75,000 people, and they rested, gained relief, and made a holiday on the 14th. On the other hand, in Yudches, Vayehudim, and the Jews, Asher B'Shushan, which were in Shushan, Nikalu, they organized themselves on 2 days. Bishlosha Sabor on the 13th day, Ubarba Sabor on the 14th day. Vinoach, and they rested B'chamisha Sorbo on the 15th day for us also, and they made that into Yom, a day of Mishta, of feasting, V'simchan, of joy. Despite the fact that they had exhaustive 2 days of battles, they celebrated because it was clear that there would be no reprisals against the Jews. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, who told the king about the number of enemies killed in Shushan and why? The enemies of the Jews. They wanted the king to be upset that the Jews killed such prominent people. Two, did this plan work? Prove this from the text. The plan did not work, and the proof is that Ahasuerus even allowed more things that Esther wanted. Three, from what words in Pasuk 12 do we see that the king was initially displeased? Because he said that 500 Jews, prominent Jews, were killed in Shushan Abir. I wonder how many more could have been killed in the other provinces. For how does the king express his surprise of the great amount of anti-Semitism in his provinces? He said, if there were 500, I didn't realize there were 500 anti-Semites in Shushan Abira, and can you only imagine how much anti-Semitism is in the rest of the countries? Five, what does the king ask Esther? He says, what is your petition and what is your request they will be given to you? Six, what requests does Esther make? She requests that the Jews of Shushan have another day to defend themselves and kill their enemies, and that the 10 sons of Haman should be rehanged. Seven, what was the purpose of her requests? It was to make it clear to everybody that the Jews' actions on the 13th were in keeping with the king's pleasure, and this will now free the Jews from any future persecutions. It also is a powerful example to those enemies of the Jews so they don't try to avenge themselves. And making a public spectacle of the hanging of the sons of Haman will frighten the enemies as well. Eight, why did the king make a decree in fulfilling Esther's request? Instead of just granting what she wanted, he made a decree so the Jews would not be afraid to go ahead and do it. Nine, when were the sons of Haman hanged again? Immediately after Esther asked for permission. Ten, how many enemies were killed in all the other provinces? 75,000. 11, on what day were they all killed? On the 13th of Adar. 12, did the Jews in the other provinces take the spoils for themselves? No. 13, on what day did the Jews in the other provinces kill their enemies? On the 13th day of Adar. 14, on what day did the Jews in the other provinces gain relief from their enemies? On the 14th of Adar. 15, what did they make out of that day? A day of feasting and joy. 17, on what day did the Jews in Shushan gain relief from their enemies? On the 15th of Adar. 18, what did they make out of that day and why? They made it a day of feasting and joy. Question 19, how many people, enemies of the Jews, were killed in Shushan in total? 500 were killed on the first day, 300 were killed on the second day. In a total, it's 800 were killed. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and please go over lessons 19 and 20. Have a great day.